This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, and Calviente on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park here in Racine. You can join us. Please call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have news coming up in just a little bit, followed by the one and only and the probably tired Todd Alba. Doing double duty today. Todd is filling in Fieldham this morning for Pat Kreitlow, yep. And he will be doing Pat's show tomorrow as well from 6 to 8 a.m. And then Todd back at noon today from noon to 2, followed by Maggie Dawn 2 to 4, and Dominic Salia 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget to join Earl Ingram in the morning starting at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
It is 11:52, Calvin. That means it is time for today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
As always, if you have a thing that should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. This is from the BBC. Crystal Hayes, headline reads, "Mystery solved behind blobs washing ashore in Canada." Canadian officials... Earlier this autumn, started an investigation as photos of white blobs washing up along the Newfoundland coast went viral after being spotted along the shores of Placentia Bay. There was speculation that the substance that some compared to dough, they thought it might have been fungus, mold, or wax. In the end, Memorial University chemistry professor Chris Kozak analyzed it and found it was man-made and some type of synthetic rubber. He ultimately found the blobs aren't toxic and they're safe to handle, though they do carry, quote, a volatile odor.
And because he's English, he said volatile odor.
Odor. O-D-O-U-R.
Yeah, there's a U in there, baby.
Professor Kozak ran a series of tests with graduate students. It was called Project Unknown Glob. Which I kind of love just in and of itself.
Very English. It's like, what is it? It's an unknown blob. There we go. Glob.
Glob.
That's what you call it.
Project Unknown Glob. But they're not toxic, but apparently they're smelly. He thinks the substance is a PVA composite found in adhesives like glue and some nail polish coatings. They still have no idea where the globs originated. They are concerned that there's a bunch of these now lying across the bottom of the ocean. Because he has come across hundreds and hundreds of globs. Big globs, little globs.
The biggest globs.
The biggest globs. About 15 centimeters wide.
Oh, mother glory.
Professor Kozak's telling the Guardian newspaper substantial amounts of globs might be on the bottom of the Atlantic. And his concern is it could be mistaken by fish for food. Which it's not.
There is a lot of newsworthy information here, but it also does feel like it was a slow news day at the BBC.
Let's get on the glob story.
The unknown stinky glob story. Let's do that one. We've been holding that one since 2018.
If only Monty Python were still a group.
Oh.
They could take this glob story to the to the next level.
Just love the idea. Just... Project Stinky Glob or Project Unknown Glob.
Unknown Glob.
I like Project Stinky Glob better.
I want to kind of take a class with this guy because that's pretty funny.
Oh my gosh.
Project Unknown Glob. Globs not toxic, safe to handle, but with a volatile odor. So you are warned if you're on the coast of Newfoundland, Keep your eyes open. Keep your nose open.
Keep your nose open. You'll know it by the smell. Go ahead and touch it, but just don't eat it. Just
wear a mask.
Okay. Jane's telling people to wear masks again. Oh, no.
That's for tomorrow. that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, Dan Schaefer will be here at 10:33 from the recombobulation area. He has written a new column looking back at the election results, and you can find that at the recombobulation area. Highly encourage you to subscribe to that. He is award-winning and really a fantastic writer.
Lots of awards.
Yeah, tons and tons of awards. Dr. Kristen Lierley, our friend, will be here at 11 o'clock. We're going to check in with her. She did not win her bid in the 8th Congressional District, but she's a pretty positive human being. I can't keep that lady down.
No, and if there's a social media follow.
Dr. Lierley?
Dr. Lierley, because for someone who just lost a very competitive race, she's like, doesn't matter. I mean, it matters, but we're keeping going. We're not going to step forward. It's just nothing but the positive energy you've come to know and love of Dr. Kristen Lierley.
Absolutely. So if you need a little pick-me-up, join us tomorrow.
Yep.
Join us tomorrow. Dr. Lierley here at 11:06. And of course, we'll wrap it up again with a tisbet. News is coming up next, followed by the wonderful Todd Alba. Give him some love.
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg and Calvin, and all of our engineers and everyone across Civic Media. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. It absolutely means the world. I hope you find some joy today, even if it's just a little bit, and you have the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.